So is it choosing not to fight some battles? Does that mean we become like Drona and Bhishma who sanction the wrong, such as Draupadi's disrobing or something like that? No. There are, when we say we should choose our battles, that means that we choose what we focus on. But that doesn't mean by choosing to focus on something, we deliberately allow untruth to be spoken. So I'll give three different examples for this. Say, if I am giving a class on 5th canto cosmology, so I may choose not to go too much into the contradictions between the two. I focus on the purpose. What is there? So now, this is where I am choosing the thrust of my focus. But if after the class, somebody rises and says, you know, 5th canto cosmology is all mythology. I'll say, I'll choose my battle and I'll stay silent. That is wrong. Because that person has come to our forum. And most people who have come here, they are hearing from us. So, we won't stress the contradictory or the conflicting or the contradictory aspects within scripture and current worldview or whatever. But if somebody flouts scriptural truth, counters scriptural truth in our forum, then we will have to counter it. No, it is not mythology. This is how we can understand it. And this is why people think it is mythology, but that is not, thinking is not correct. So, basically, we choose what truth to focus on, what aspect of truth, what aspect of our message to focus on. But if some untruth is directly being spoken, we can't just passively hear it. We do counter it. But we ourselves may not bring up that subject necessarily. But suppose there is some other forum. Say if I go for a science spirituality conference. And there, somebody speaks, oh, this Puranic cosmology, you know, it is the mythical imagining of the prehistoric Indians or whatever. We talk about that. Now, I may have a particular message to give over here about, now if because that person has spoken that, now in a, say in an interfaith conference, we all have 10 minutes to speak or 15 minutes to speak. Now, I may have decided I am going to speak 15 minutes and I may just neglect what that person has spoken. Now, that is not our forum. People who are there, people already have different beliefs and they are already quite skeptical. It is not that just by taking that person's idea, I will be able to counter that in 10 minutes, 15 minutes and everybody is going to accept. Better, let me focus on something which people will find intelligible, which I am well prepared for. So if it's somebody else's forum, then they may speak what they want to speak and we don't have to counter it all the time. We may focus on giving what is the message important for us. So, just because it is spoken when I was present, but it is not our function. It is not that that is the place where Vaishnava Siddhanta is being taught. You know, even in scripture we see this, that everything that is taught in script, everything that is in scripture is not the teaching of scripture. So, for example, we have even Krishna himself in the 10th canto, in chapter 23, in chapter 24-25, he speaks about karma mimamsa. And so even the absolute truth doesn't always speak absolute truth. Krishna speaks karma mimamsa. And our acharyas accept that in this context, he is speaking this just to provoke Indra. And he leaves it at that. So we have to recognize the context. And at particular points, we just leave that matter. So this is a completely, so one is, if in our own forum, we should contradict if that comes up. In somebody else's forum, we may just leave it aside. Third is, if you're just informally meeting with some friends, you're sitting and talking, maybe some colleagues in office or some relatives at home. Now, at that particular time, if they may have certain conceptions, we may have to decide at that time whether by getting into the debate over there, there is a realistic chance that they will be changed, or otherwise, they may just have that opinion and we leave it at that. And we focus on trying to have a proper cordial relationship with them. And later on, as their relationship with us improves, their appreciation for us improves, later on they may become more open to understanding this. So we see, when we say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard from Sarvam Bhattacharya for 7 days, for 7 days, actually he was giving impersonalist commentary. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard it. No, not at first sound of impersonalism, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exploded and contradicted that. No, he heard for 7 days. I'm not saying we should hear Mayavad for 7 days. Definitely not. I'm simply making the point that it is not that every place has to be made into a battleground for establishing the truth.
There are places where in just some casual conversation somebody says, no, everything is one. Okay, now even that person is just making it as an intellectual argument. They don't take it very seriously. Other relatives don't take it very seriously. Don't bother about it. So we have to, especially in places where we are representatives of the Vaishnava Sampradaya and we are meant to establish Siddhanta. At that time, if some Apasiddhanta comes, we do have to contradict it. But we don't have to necessarily bring about the Apasiddhanta and contradict it. It is because there are so many misconceptions in the world. And sometimes it happens that for Ramayana and Mahabharata, so many people write so many things. So many people who come to our movement, they are mostly faithful people. So many times we learn more about the misconceptions about the Ramayana and the Mahabharata from devotees than from outside. You know, this author has said like this, this serial sold like that, this serial sold like that. Now, that may not be required. It's like, you know, people have come to watch a boxing match and we drag a spectator in and start beating the spectator. We don't have to do that. But if somebody deliberately brings about a Apasiddhanta, which is widespread, we have to contradict that. So choosing the battle doesn't mean that we just sanction the speaking of untruth. But on our forum, we make sure that the focus is on the truth and the untruth needs to be contradicted. In the case of Draupadi, Draupadi is being disrobed. Actually, Drona and especially Bhishma, they did not have the political power. Bhishma was not the king. But still, they had the power of seniority. Drona had the power of Brahminical position. And they could and should have intervened over there. But there may be certain forums where we may not have that power. So it's both a matter of recognition of the circumstance and the recognition of what is best for getting people to come closer to Krishna. Does that answer the question? Thank you very much. Okay, what should I say? Yes, true.